I work at a Montessori school, which is basically just a really small school with 3 to 4 very tiny classrooms for children. Where I work, the classrooms are on the lower level of a church, and my job is to clean them every night after the classes. It would only take me around 2 hours to clean all the rooms, but I work the closing shift at a nearby grocery store as well, so I wouldn't get to the school until around 10:30 most nights. Something you should also know is that the church shared a parking lot with an old people's home directly across from it. I will admit, a lot of weird and creepy things have happened at this school, but the weirdest had to be what happened just a couple weeks back. I had just finished cleaning the second room and was beginning to move all of my cleaning supplies to the third room. It was probably around 11:45 at this time, which meant that I was running a little bit behind, so I was trying to rush. As I cross the hallway to the third room, I hear loud bells echoing throughout the church upstairs. Someone had rung the doorbell. Nobody has ever shown up during any of my shifts before, as it was always so late, and both the school and the church were closed hours before. I was a little nervous, so I slowly made my way up the stairs and towards the door. It was one of those wooden doors with big tinted glass windows on it. Trying not to be seen, I looked around the corner to see who was outside. I saw an old woman, probably in her 70s or 80s, just standing right outside the door. I backed away before she could notice me. I decided to ignore it and figured she had just wandered off and one of the attendants at the old people's home would pick her up. I started my cleaning again, mopping the floors of the room, but only a few minutes later, I heard banging echo through the halls. I jump a little, then I stopped to listen. The banging stopped for a few seconds and was followed by the old lady yelling from outside. It was hard to make out what she was saying, so I made my way back upstairs, where I could hear clearly what she was calling out for. She was calling for someone named Abby. She was just repeating her name, over and over. As I got closer to the door, the woman stopped. I looked around the corner and she wasn't outside the door anymore. It was a little bit unsettling, but I assured myself that someone probably came and got her after they heard her yelling. I turned around and began my way back. Out of the corner of my eye, I see the old lady staring at me through the window right beside the stairs. She looked me in the eyes and yelled, "Abby, help me." Her eyes were wide open and her hair was long and gray. I immediately ran back downstairs and locked myself in one of the classrooms. I took my phone out and called the old people home next door. And I told them the situation, asking if maybe she'd wandered away from them. The lady on the line told me that everyone was there, and they would have noticed if anyone had left, as they're required to check out. She said that she would double check with security and to stay on the line just in case. While I waited, I heard banging on the window upstairs, and a few seconds later, the woman on the phone describes the old lady's features and asks if that was her. I said yes and mentioned that she keeps yelling for someone named Abby. There was a small moment of silence. "Ma'am?" I spoke softly back into the phone. She replied, warning me not to approach her and to find somewhere safe to stay until they could have someone come out and get her. Obviously, this just made me even more terrified. I stayed in the room, still listening to the repeated banging on the window from upstairs. Now, this building was pretty old, and I wasn't sure how long those windows would hold if she kept banging on them. Eventually, I heard some male voices from outside, and after what sounded like a struggle, they left. I sat there for a few minutes, just thinking about what had happened. Then I got up and finished cleaning the rooms. The whole situation felt pretty unreal. And knowing that the old lady is in the building across from me still makes me nervous. I never found out who Abby was, or why the lady was trying to get into the church, but I'm just glad I never opened the door. I used to work the register at a local gas station, though I've since left as there were a lot of strange things that happened when I would work overnight. But this one situation in particular will stick with me forever. I only worked the night shift a few days a week, usually Friday and Saturday. My shifts were usually boring and honestly just a game of trying to stay awake. The only thing I really had to do was stock the shelves and occasionally help a customer. I would get a lot of drunk people or families on road trips, and sometimes even whole groups of friends. But for the most part, it was pretty quiet. On this night, it was around 2 a.m., and I hadn't had a customer in over an hour, so I was starting to doze off a little bit. The desk was around the corner from the entrance, and there was a bell on the door that rang when somebody walked in, so usually falling asleep wasn't too big of a deal. I woke up after a few minutes, hearing the bell ring, and a few seconds later, saw a customer walk in. He looked like a typical 30-year-old man that would come in for some beer or a snack. He walked around for a little bit, down every aisle, looking at everything. Now, I've worked in retail for a long time, and I know what it looks like when someone is looking for something specific. But this man had nothing in mind. He was just looking at the shelves, browsing the store. During the day, this is pretty normal, but people don't usually come in at 2 a.m. to browse the gas station shelves. I looked out the window to my left to see if he was filling up his car and was maybe just passing the time, but there were no cars outside. A couple minutes went by before he eventually looked over at me and said thanks, and then walked out. I didn't know what to make of that, but I just figured he stole something small and was just being a dick about it. The whole situation left my mind after a few minutes, and I started to get really tired again. This time, I decided to grab my cart of items to stock and start filling up the shelves to pass the time. I'm not really sure how long I was stocking for, maybe 20 minutes, before I saw a man show up at the end of the aisle I was stocking. It made me jump a little, as I never heard the door ring. This guy was wearing a large hoodie and dark clothes. I pretty much knew right away that something was very off. The man continued down to the back of the store, and I immediately went back to behind the counter. I tried not to stare, but I noticed that as he walked down the aisles, he wasn't looking for anything. He was just browsing. It clicked in my head immediately that this was the same guy from just a little bit ago, but he had changed clothes for some reason. I also came to the realization that he probably came initially to scope out the place before doing whatever he planned on doing. I started to panic in my head. The man began to come down the aisle closest to the counter, and I could see something heavy in his front hoodie pocket. I made a split-second decision to try and prevent any further escalation, and I said, "Welcome back, sir. Need help finding anything?" He made eye contact with me, and I could tell he knew exactly what I was trying to do. He approached the counter, not saying a word, and brought his hand out of his pocket, revealing a small handgun. Then he grabbed a small pack of gum from beside the counter and placed it in front of me. He said, "Just this." Confused and in shock as to what was happening, I didn't even react for a few seconds before eventually scanning the gum nervously. Still holding the gun, he took out a dollar from his jean pocket and threw it on the counter, then said thanks and walked out. I was in total shock, trying to wrap my head around what just happened. I ended up reporting the situation to the police and calling my manager, who didn't pick up. No updates ever came out of the situation, but it had me on edge for the last few months that I worked there. I'm still unsure of what really happened that night, or what the man's intentions were, but honestly, I'm glad I never found out. I work as a cybersecurity analyst for a large office company in my town. I had just started off my first job in the field, so of course I had to work the shift that nobody else wanted to. Working overnight wasn't as terrible as I thought, though. It was actually pretty peaceful. My job mainly consisted of looking through log files to make sure nothing sketchy happened while the rest of the crew was sleeping. This meant that I was always pretty much alone in the office building for several hours. I'd fall asleep pretty often, as staring at a screen for hours on end in the middle of the night was hard on my eyes, and with nobody there to keep me company, staying awake wasn't very easy. I started setting soft alarms on my phone to go off every hour, just to make sure that I didn't sleep through my entire shift. I had been working this job for about 4 months when this happened, and I actually still work there now. It was a regular night, and my coworker had just finished his shift at 12 o'clock and left the building. A couple minutes later, I got up and started the coffee machine, and then I walked down the main hallway to do a general check for anyone still in the building. This was my regular routine, just to make myself more comfortable. I sat back down at my desk and took my phone out to turn on the alarms, and then continued on with my work. It was about 20 minutes later when I realized I never heard the coffee machine beep that it was done, and I went to check on it. I walked down the hall to the small coffee desk and saw that there was no coffee in the pot, and then I saw that the entire coffee machine was turned off. I thought it was weird, but that's about it, and I just turned it back on and went back to my desk. As soon as I sat down, I noticed my phone wasn't where I had left it on the desk. I patted down my pockets and ran back to the coffee desk, but it wasn't there either. I played it back in my memory, and I knew for sure that I had placed it right on my desk, right next to my keyboard. I started to get really freaked out and looked around frantically. The way my desk was set up, it was right in the middle of a large room with other desks and computers. I felt like I was being watched as I stood there in the middle, knowing that someone else had to be in there with me. Nervously, I called out in a shaky voice to my friend, really hoping that it was just him playing some dumb prank on me. I waited for a few seconds, but there was no reply. As I stood by my desk, another few seconds went by before I heard a soft shuffling coming from behind a desk in the far corner. Almost immediately after, my phone alarm rang from the opposite corner of the room. My first thought was that there were probably two unknown strangers in the room with me, and I instantly started running for the door out of the building. I didn't hear any footsteps behind me as I made it out, but I didn't take any chances. I ran across the street to a neighboring gas station, and I called 911 with their phone to report the unknown people in our office building. The police arrived quicker than I thought, and searched the building. They brought out a man after only a few minutes, though I didn't recognize him at all. They also retrieved my phone, which they found behind some boxes in the corner of the office. He was also found with a small knife in his pocket. The next day, we got a lot more information about what really took place. Apparently, the man was an old employee who had been fired recently before I started working there. The man told the police he was trying to scare me in order to get me to leave the building so that he could take back his company laptop. Apparently, he had information that he wanted from it. At least, those were his claims. It all seems really weird to me, and I'm not sure if I even trusted his reasonings to breaking in, but my coworkers did say that they remembered the guy, and he was definitely a little bit strange. I'm glad I got out of there when I did, though, because I'm not sure what would have happened if his plan didn't work, and I chose to stay in the building.